Geek Radio Daily for Finally Frackin' Friday. It's March 27th, 2015. It's all the geek without the wait. Hey there, how you doing? We're the folks from geekradiodaily.com. Got the Facebook page and the Twitter page keeping you up to date throughout the day and week and month and year in your life with all kinds of geeky goodness going on. The folks bringing it to you today, well, joining me sitting in the seat would be, wait. Well, actually, Saucy woke up not feeling so well, so let's all send some good energy his way. Karma, chi, whatever you want to call it, make it happen. Hi there, I'm the wonderful Billy Flynn.
Did I mention that my nose is on fire? That I have 15 wild badgers living in my trousers?
See? You can trust everything I say to be absolutely true. So welcome to it. This date, March 27th, back in 1512, Spanish explorer Juan Ponce de Leon first sighted what's now known as Florida. 1790, the shoelace was invented. Before that, people just, you know, stapled their shoes together. 1841, the first U.S. steam fire engine was tested in New York City. 1860, M.L. Byrne of New York patented a corkscrew. 1866, Andrew Rankin received a patent for the urinal, because you drink a lot after using a corkscrew, sure. 1884, the first long-distance telephone call was made between Boston and New York. 1912, the first Japanese cherry trees were planted in Washington, D.C. Cherry blossom season is pretty nice. 1962, Sun Records of Memphis began releasing records. 1965, the first coast-to-coast color TV show was broadcast, but nobody had a color TV, so it didn't matter. 1964, strongest earthquake ever, an 8.4 on the Richter scale. It hit North America 80 miles east of Anchorage, followed by a seismic wave 50 feet high that traveled 8.5 miles at 450 miles an hour. 1972, Elvis recorded his final big hit, Burnin' Love. 1973, Marlon Brando refused an Oscar for his performance in The Godfather as a gesture of support for the Indians occupying the Wounded Knee Reservation in South Dakota. 1979, U.S. Supreme Court ruled 8-1 that police could not stop motorists at random to check licenses and registrations unless there was a reason to believe a law had been broken. 1993, I might have to pick an FBI director and it's going to be hard to fill J. Edgar Hoover's pumps, was said by President Bill Clinton. Funny guy, because in the same speech, whatever you think of the last two administrations, we are forever in their debt. Ha ha ha. 1998, the Food and Drug Administration approved the drug Viagra and all those commercials that certainly followed it. And in 2008, the United Nations Commission on Human Rights held its final meeting. Birthdays today, Taylor Adlin is 20, that's Ruby on According to Jim. Brenda Song is 27. London on The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody. Nathan Fillion is 44. Malcolm Reynolds on Firefly, of course he's Castle. He was a weird, creepy preacher. Elizabeth Mitchell is 45. Dr. Juliet Burke on Lost and the ill-fated remake of V. Pauly Perrette is 46. That's Abby on Navy NCIS. Kevin Corrigan's 48. Baldovsky on Pineapple Express. Talisa Soto is 48. Lupe in License to Kill. Paula Tricky is 49. Veronica on The OC. Quentin Tarantino, Oscar-winning director and actor, age 52. Julian Glover is 79. That's Walter Donovan in the Indiana Jones and Last Crusade flick. And no longer with us, born this date in 1931, David Janison, Dr. Richard Kimball in the Fugitive TV show. And in 1901, Carl Banks, cartoonist, created quite a few characters, but probably will best be remembered for creating the one and only Mr. Scrooge McDuck. TV tonight, CBS still has the NCAA tournament, but without Carolina, who I had going one more round. ABC's got two new episodes of Cristela. Over on NBC, you've got Grimm and Dateline. Fox is like, we got nothing. Nothing. So they're showing Grown Ups. Why not? The CW is showing the finale of Heart of Dixie and a rerun of iZombie. ABC Family showing Pitch Perfect. Gotta say, I'm one of those people. I love this flick. It's funny. If you're not on board in the first 5 minutes, you can jump off. It's fine. AMC showing Body of Lies. I don't know how many lies that is or how many bodies for it. Disney Channel, new episodes of Girl Meets World. Discovery Channel, Bering Sea Gold. FX, Ice Age, the series that's starting to become a little Land Before Time, Ice Age Continental Drift. FXX, The Simpsons from season 22, where Lisa discovers a bully antidote. Thought that was a rather clever concept, especially for a later series, Simpsons. IFC, Hunting Nazis and Inglorious Bastards. Lifetime Television for Women. Hell Hath No Fury Like a Preacher's Daughter. BBC America, Next Generation Marathon. Sci-Fi Channel, 12 Monkeys and Helix. Turner Classic Movies showing Camelot. True TV has the premiere of a new show, Way Out West. They got 4 episodes, but tonight we are watching Discovery Family, because a star baseball player is transported back to 1976 when he is hit by a football. He's able to relive his boyhood days of playing ball in the old sandlot and has the chance to choose between friendship over glory. Tonight, we will revel in Luke Perry in the sandlot heading home.
No blasted lettuce today!
No, nothing has reached our box today. That or I was just too damn lazy to check it. So either and or way. You got a whole weekend coming up, plenty of things that you will be doing that you can tell us all about, films that you'll see. Tell us. Drop a line. It's podcast, Billy Flynn, Flinstress, Saucy, all of us at geekradiodaily.com. We'll even listen to complaints. In fact, we'll read them in funny voices. It's just the kind of thing that we like to do. In the meantime, you kick back, relax, and we'll wrap up your Finally Frackin' Friday in just a moment.
If you want to check out something really cool, you need to tune in to the TriTac podcast. What's that you say? TriTac? What's a TriTac? TriTac is one of the oldest role-playing companies around. They make games like
Friends with Hero 13, FTL 2440, Incursion, Hardwire, Hinterland, Weird Zone, Beach Bunny Bimbos with Blasters.
Designed for D20 and Savage Worlds, these games will kick your dice into overdrive. Whether you want to combat the denizens of the underworld, travel the galaxy, get crazy with bimbos, or travel the multiverse and do it all, TriTac has you covered. Go to TriTacGamers.com to see what it's all about. That's TriTac Gamers.com. And check out our weekly podcast at TriTacSystems.podbean.com. Or simply enter keyword TriTac in iTunes. You're gonna love it.
Hi kids, Space Ghost here, and you are barking a happy tune with Geek Radio Daily.
Oh, what the heck is that?
I don't know, but they sure smell like bad cup of soup.
Well, you know, it was a convention. It was sweaty. It was, leave me alone, Space Ghost. That's fine. Hey, welcome back. It is GRD, your Finally Frackin' Friday edition. That means, like I said before, it's time to get
movie.
To the theaters.
Doesn't everybody?
A lot of folks do. Some people even get those things made. In fact, out today, you got quite a few to choose from. Get Hard, the Will Ferrell, Kevin Hart flick that we saw a lot of commercials for. At first, the same one again and again and again, and then now like fake game show moments. So very, very weird. This is millionaire James King, played by Ferrell, nailed for fraud and bound for San Quentin, and turns to Kevin Hart to show him how to be the big bad gangster to help survive. So hilarity will ensue. Home is also out. This is the animated flick with Jim Parsons and Rihanna, and Steve Martin's in on this. O is an alien on the run from his own people, lands on Earth, makes friends. So, you know, Lilo and Stitch again. So that's what that was. While We're Young, not just, you know, someone telling you to hurry, it's a movie with Ben Stiller and Naomi Watts. They're a middle-aged couple whose career and marriage are overturned when a disarming young couple enters their lives. And again, wackiness ensues. The Barber 2, out answering all the questions left open by the first barber. This has Scott Glenn, Stephen Tobolowsky. The man's awesome. The barber examines two men fixated on what triggers the enormity of evil. A father whose life is destroyed in pursuit of a killer. A son caught in a deadly charade as he tries to unravel his father's obsession with giving people feathered haircuts, I suppose. But yeah, that's what you can go see.
I'm not wearing any pants. Film at 11.
Geek news! Taking a look at the world from a geeky point of view. So, Alien Nation will be the next potential franchise for a reboot. Alien Nation with James Caan and Mandy Patinkin. Fantastic little film with lots of subtext and different layers. You might remember this. It also got a Fox TV series and some TV movies. Folks really like the concept. And, you know, there's something about watching weird spotted head aliens drink rancid milk and get drunk is outstanding. Well, what Fox would like to do, 20th Century Fox, is to get a reboot going so they can have another Planet of the Apes-style franchise. They want a film that focuses on first contact. The sequels will show how that relationship evolves and go on. In the film, original film, we jumped right into it, so that could be interesting and not a bad idea for a reboot. It's no secret that we here at GRD are huge fans of Broken Lizard and of course, Super Troopers, the fantastic one. Well, you know they had themselves an Indiegogo to raise money so they could make the movie the way they wanted to, a Super Troopers 2. To get it done, they needed $2 million, and they got it in 24 hours. In fact, they've made almost like $300,000 more, and probably more by the time you actually hear this, than they even needed. They said that with this extra money, they're going to make sure it's the best one of their films ever, and that will be fantastic because I can't wait to see Team Ramrod in action yet again. So real geek news for folks. The Mars rover found nitrates. They found a molecule that is essential for life in the form of nitric oxide released during heating of Martian sediments. Nitrates are a class of molecules that contain nitrogen in a form that can be used by living organisms. It's the key to sustaining life on Earth, and the discovery on it on Mars makes it more possible to believe that maybe life was there once before they went all crazy and had nuclear weapons and they played a game with the Whopper. Finding a biochemically accessible form of nitrogen is more support for the ancient Martian environment of a Gale crater being habitable. That's from Jennifer Stern, NASA's Goddard Space Flight Center. We'd all like to believe and that we took care of them when the whole War of the Worlds turned out to be a real thing. Mad scientist news. A group of researchers getting close to bringing the extinct woolly mammoth back to life. Nothing could possibly go wrong. Geneticist George Church's lab at Harvard University successfully copied genes from frozen woolly mammoths and pasted them into the genome of an Asian elephant. Using a DNA editing tool called CRISPR, which is going to be the name of the sci-fi original movie, the scientists spliced genes from the mammoth's small ears, some fat, hair length, color, into the DNA of the elephant skin cells. The tissue cultures represent the first time woolly mammoth genes have been functional since the species went extinct around 4,000 years ago. So yeah, hybrid elephants running down the road, killing us all. Thank you very much. I do appreciate it. Knockoffs are always a fun thing. They are a grand tradition no matter where you are in the world. And Game of Thrones, in a way, is coming to the good folks of India. It's not actually going to be Game of Thrones. It's just going to be heavily inspired by Game of Thrones, which means it'll be as much of a ripoff as possibly allowed. It's going to take place in India in 1857. There will be characters based on Daenerys Targaryen, Jon Snow, Cersei Lannister, and all of the people. And there, you may not see dragons. I mean, it's not going to have the budget that HBO gives it, though. It's called Rani Mahal, and it's being produced by Sony Pictures Television. So it is going to be something of some realness and some substantialness. And I'm kind of a big fan for Bollywood things in general. If you've never, ever seen it, there is an Indian version of Superman, which is just a crazy thing to see, especially when the dance numbers break out and their blatant use of actual footage from the Richard Donner film, not caring at all, you know, about piracy and any of those things whatsoever. So good for them. So that is Geek Radio Daily for your Finally Frackin' Friday edition. Get out there, have a great, fantastic time this weekend. Forget about all the rain and stuff that's going to happen. It's silly. Richmond area folks, watch out for traffic. The Richmond, the Monument 10K is going on, so things will be changed and all that. So there's the goodness. So you have a good time, and we will catch you on the flip side, hopefully with everybody, and maybe people get well enough so we can do the Sweekly that I goofed up last week. I'll see what we can do. You have yourself a good one.
Funny, I detect no source of amusement.
Like you should be in a cage.
Good night, everybody.
Sorry about that.
All right, Mel. Hand over your license and registration. Hurry up, Mel.
Sorry.
Is there something funny here, boy?
No.
Well, then why are you laughing, Mr. Larry Johnson? All right, Mel, where were we?
I'm sorry, are you saying meow?
Am I saying meow?
I thought...
Don't think, boy. Meow, do you know how fast you were going? Meow, what is so damn funny?
I could have sworn you said meow.
Do I look like a cat to you, boy? Am I jumping around all nimbly-bimbly from tree to tree?
No.
Am I drinking milk from a saucer?
No.
Well, do you see me eating mice? Hey, you stop laughing right now.
Yes.
Mal, I'm gonna have to give you a ticket on this.
But
no buts, Mal. That's the law. Not so funny, Mal, is it?